We have reached the time when we are called to be in the final stage of yoga. No longer in any of the preliminary stages. This final stage is called Sahaja Nirvikalpa Samadhi. It refers to that state of consciousness that remains constant and unchanging beyond the level of thought constructs. In which the citta, the limited intelligence of the ego mind, has been converted into the chit, into the infinite intelligence of the real self. And it is from that level that one functions, from that level that one receives input, from that level that one attunes to what is necessary, and in spontaneity one's vehicles act in accord with the Tao, which is the energy that proceeds from that source of supreme intelligent consciousness that is directing the destiny of the unfoldment of this world drama. At the level of chit, the supreme intelligence emanates a set of archetypal languages. What we think of as the world is made up of those languages and the information waves that they carry. And these include the language of mathematics and the language of dream and the language of karma and all of the various levels and forms of logic down to the two-valued logic of the ego mind, which functions at the level of projection of fantasies and of unbearable shadow elements of its own internalized self-images and concepts. All of that must be purified by receiving the true information carried by the Prakasha and the Vimarsha, the supreme self-reflective capacity and luminous clarity of the one supreme intelligence that completely comprises and emanates those lower forms of its own nature. And we must be able to be aware of the entire spectrum and interaction of those languages as they produce effects within the space-time hologram. So that the unfoldment of samsara is in accord with the logos of nirvana, and our own consciousness is not out of sync with that ultimate logic of the mind of God. And when in that state we live in total harmony with all that proceeds, and we are able to directly perceive the light that this world is made of and the purpose with which the images that are present in the mirror of consciousness must be there to perform the functions and the morphing of the various structures that will bring about a decollapse of all of the quantum and qualium wave functions so that this entire world turns to light at the moment that that is ordained, and all disappear into the singularity of that single absolute consciousness. And it is the attunement to that level now that brings into the morphogenic field the vibrational frequency that more and more individual nodes of consciousness will attune to, and their kundalini will rise until the crown chakra is lit up and that information pours into that node of consciousness, and an entire network and a grid of that level of vibration will dominate through its coherence the chaos of the world and produce a new divine order, which in turn will co-dream the appearance of a new world out of the singularity. And so as this process unfolds, for it to happen without negative reactivity or confusion or inaccurate response, which produces karmic backlash, one must have sacrificed entirely that level of consciousness based on the narrative of the ego mind. This is what purification is about, so that there is no obscuring interference pattern preventing the full reception of the intelligence that you must receive, that each individual yogi must receive in order to understand exactly what is accurate in that moment. And for that, there must be total internal silence so that one has the capacity that is activated to listen to the word of God being spoken in the heart at every moment. If we do not develop that capacity to listen, rather than to chatter with the ego mind's obfuscation of the presence of God within one's own consciousness, if we forget or we tune out the presence of the real self, then we will deviate in our path from our true trajectory, and this will then produce symptoms of suffering and a kind of exquisite agony that only yogis who have lost the thread of their connection to Shiva will experience. And on the other hand, by remaining true and faithful to the one with whom we should be in absolute union, there is the constant ecstasy of that complete absorption into the mind and heart of the God Self. And so the role that we are able to play and the capacities we are able to awaken and activate are entirely determined by the freedom of our own mind from all conditioning. And and from all desires at the ego level to impose its thoughts, its opinions, its attitudes, its reactions, its projections upon reality. But those must be entirely removed so that it is only the impressions coming from the mind of God that are perceived and allowed to be transmitted through one's vehicle, because that is the only way that a yogi can truly serve God and release its own potentiality from the traces of previous karma. That must be eliminated in order for graduation from this plane. And freedom to ascend into the supreme level of our being granted. May we all have the courage and the wisdom and the strength and the humility and the purity of heart and the generosity of spirit to shift our consciousness into Sahaja Nirvikalpa Samadhi and sustain that level of being without deviation. And the longer that we sustain it, the higher the frequency that we are actually able to pick up and to decipher and to transmit at whatever step down level of communication is required in the languages spoken by those nodes of consciousness with whom we are in contact. And so the mind functions as a translation device that reorients and calibrates all of those levels to be in coherent, unified choreography of their functions within the superstructure of reality that is morphing into a new dream field. And it is the participation in that grand project of alchemical transformation that is the essential aspect of the work that we must now be involved in. To remain on track with our own evolution of spirit from the relative to the absolute reality. May our capacity of listening and grokking the imperatives that the will of God will transmit be received as the gift of grace that it is. May you experience the peace that comes of being in pure and total presence, in command and mastery over the mind, the heart, and the will. And may you know the deeper peace of that level of attunement to the presence of God that brings the endless ecstasy of realization of our ultimate reality. In the eternity that is present, underlying the illusion of space and time, energy and matter, and recognize the almighty power that moves through and constitutes your being. And may you know this supreme, blissful peace of abiding as the source of all. Namaste.